This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As investigations continue into allegations that workers at an Alzheimer's treatment center in Commerce abused elderly patients, questions come up about whether the state did enough in inspections or even has the resources to inspect homes like this. Catherine Fowler is executive director of the Georgia Council on Aging, which was created by the state legislature. Ms. Fowler, welcome. Good to have you.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
In the last couple of days, GBI Director Vernon Keenan has said things were, as he put it, out of control at that center. And again, none of these charges has been adjudicated yet. Meanwhile, it's been revealed that the State Department of Community Health inspected that particular home in April, but could not find any of the abuses that have been alleged. Then when they went back in May, they found problems. What does this say to you?
Well, several things are at issue here. One is the fact that the Department of Community Health only goes out once a year unless they're called in for a particular complaint. It is not hard to put things away from sight when you know that the inspectors are coming in. DCH certainly lacks enough resources for doing these kinds of investigations. But in addition, there are other eyes, like the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, which could utilize more resources as well. They go in and investigate complaints made by families or the resident, and they're there to represent the resident. And often they are the origin of a complaint that is brought to DCH's attention. So at all levels, we could utilize more resources for this kind of inspection and visitation.
And that brings up a question I asked Wendell Willard, who's the sponsor of the new law that tightens the penalties for this sort of thing. And I asked him whether there are enough resources, and he said he thought it was more a question of just making people aware. And here's what he had to say.
Talking to the departments, there is not a lacking of resources as far as people who can go out and do the investigations. We have certain inspectors that do this. We have also the GBI has been very, very supportive of having stronger laws. They just felt there was not a good enforcement mechanism. Various departments would have a responsibility to, whether it be family and children welfare, that's where most of this resides. But they've got people who are able to go out and do the inspections.
Having heard that, are you saying that he's mistaken?
I think he was probably referring more to law enforcement and judicial resources, and education
he did say, though,
is the key.
I'm sorry. He did say, though, they have enough inspectors.
I would hesitate to say that he is wrong, but I think certainly that our experience has been that you could always use more boots on the ground. One of the things that GBI Director Vernon Keenan has said is that with the new law, law enforcement is now ready to go out there and make the arrest. They have worked with aging services to get video training in place for their policemen and their sheriffs. And they have also, the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police did author a white paper to help that whole process of training and making law enforcement aware. But what Director Keenan has said is they've got to have the backup and support services. And that's where we have some gaps. We could utilize more people doing the inspections. We could certainly utilize more people being able to give out information, educate the public. The new law did name more mandatory reporters. So we're going to have more people in banks and lay people who are in a position to spot abuse, neglect, exploitation, and report it. And a great deal of this, of course, is just making people aware, the same way we had to do with child abuse, with domestic violence 20 and 30 years ago. There's one more big gap that we're hoping can be addressed sooner rather than later, and that is emergency placements. When the police go into a home or into a facility and they need to remove someone for their safety, many of these older people have specific health needs or support needs. They can't just be put in a domestic violence shelter. So we need to be able to fund emergency placements, whether it's in a personal care home or a community living situation or in another private home or in a shelter, So that's a big gap that law enforcement has also pointed out to us.
You mentioned the new law requiring more people to be aware of and report abuse when they see it or suspected abuse. That means you're going to have more reports coming in. And yet, looking at the FY14 budget for elder abuse prevention, the state funding is almost exactly the same as it was a year ago. Again, will the reports, when they come in, have anybody to follow up on them?
Well, I think that's, you really hit on a situation that I think Senator Underman has referred to, and that is the fact that the population is growing. And Georgia hasn't really paid a lot of attention to that yet, but the boomers are aging. There are more and more older people. There are more older or at-risk adults, people perhaps with developmental disabilities living in the community. These numbers are growing, and the resources are not growing with. Since 2009, Adult Protective Services, which is the primary receiver of these complaints, has received two big cuts, and just this year lost a whole category of workers, family service workers who go into the homes and work with people who are at risk or who have been identified as having been abused. All 17 of those positions around the state were eliminated this year as we were passing House Bill 78 to increase penalties and to try to identify more abuse situations. The caseload of complaints has increased 65% since 2008. And there's no reason to believe that that curve is not going to continue to go up. We're, as more and more people become aware of what they're seeing on their own street or in the facility when they go to visit a relative, we are going to be getting more complaints.
If you're a state lawmaker, though, and you are looking at a limited budget, state revenue that's only beginning to come up now, a push to keep costs down, aren't you really forced to make some very difficult choices between, let's say, elder abuse protection on the one hand and, let's say, going after child sex trafficking on the other? How do you make those decisions?
Well, I think all of us probably know how we would do it if we were in the seat, but we're not the ones making the decision. I think each of them is going to have to really weigh the evidence and look at where they can get the most bang for the buck and perhaps try to address several issues at a lower level in order to address them, but not continue to ignore the elder abuse situation and hope that it's going to go away, because it's not.
One of the things that Chairman Willard said when we asked him about the law was that it was passed partly to make sure that law enforcement people were aware that there was a law in place because they couldn't find it in the code section. That sounds incredible. Here's what he had to say about that.
One of the problems has been, in talking to prosecuting attorneys and law enforcement, they were not aware that these laws were on the books because of where they were located. So one of the things we did in passing this law was put it into what we call the Criminal Code Title 16. So that is where these new laws are now located.
Is that true? I mean, was it really difficult for people to find out exactly what the law was?
It is true, because in the early days, it was hard to get this crime recognized as a crime, and so it was sitting in a part of the Georgia Code that was not the criminal code that the policeman works with out on the street. So what Chairman Willard did was pick these laws up and put them in the criminal code and say, these are crimes, and to point the attention of the law enforcement people who are on the street to it.
Catherine Fowler is Executive Director of the Georgia Council on Aging. Ms. Fowler, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll check with you again.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dennis.